Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Business Marketing Club, or BMC. I'm Dave Stevens, I'm a business marketer and I'm chair and co-founder of the BMC. The Business Marketing Club is a not-for-profit community network of business marketing professionals and people interested in business marketing. It's run by business marketers for business marketers, and we provide face-to-face and virtual event meetups, training, podcasts, blogs, newsletters, mentoring, social media groups, community groups, and gatherings for business marketers. Today, we have almost 5,000 participants across the world, but if this is the first time you've joined us, you're very welcome. Check us out for more at businessmarketingclub.org.uk. If you've been with us before, well, welcome back. It's good to have you along again. There are lots of theoretical models in marketing for how to do branding, but somehow they never really match up to actual reality. The Business Navigator is going through a rebrand exercise, and here to share that practical experience is MD Steve Rowbottom. Steve, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
It's really good to have you here. So before we dive in with our kind of practical example, you better tell us, what does Navigator do?
Yeah, good question. I think basically we saw a need in the market, but what we really essentially did is we just simplified what marketing does and what it should do. And then at its very, very simple, basic level, we feel that marketing places a brand in front of its potential or existing customer. And what's happened in the digital marketing world is things have become very, very complicated, overcomplicated. And it's actually really hard for a digital marketer, or through our experience, what we were hearing, to reach their potential customer digitally. But that was the dream that we were sold 20, 25 years ago. So effectively what it does is it allows a brand to reach a traveler at any point of that passenger journey. But the most important thing for us is that we can place a brand, let's take a Samsonite or a Hilton Hotels, we can place that brand in front of their potential customer at the exact moment they're in the market for their product or service. So when they're making that flight search or flight booking or in that pre-departure window, we can target them across the entire passenger journey through our exclusive access to travel first party data with a leading world's leading airlines or online travel agents.
Okay. And we're talking about a technology platform here,
yeah,
right? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So as a marketing platform, what's the gap in the marketing world that you find Navigator is kind of currently trying to help advertisers overcome?
Yeah, CEO of Disney, Bob Iger, I think, summed it up really well. He said that the strength of a brand is the intersection between the customer and the product. I think that our view anyway, at least, is that marketeers spend a lot of time on the product or service offering to their potential customers. But actually in today's world of marketing, like I just said, I think it's very hard for that marketeer potentially to reach their customer.
Right.
So what's happened is that the world of Facebook or Google or all these big online platforms, what they're actually forcing a lot of brands and marketers to do is advertise or communicate with what we call width, as in just, I'm just going to hit as many people as possible. What we're able to do is pinpoint your exact customer. We know exactly where they are. We know what they're doing and serve them a relevant ad digitally. And that, again, I'm old enough to remember when the internet was first born, that was what we were promised, right? We were promised to be able to know exactly what people are doing and serve them relevant ads. And as long as the internet and our social media remain free, we don't have to pay for it.
Okay, so
that's all we want, I think, as customers, to be served relevant ads, and it just annoys me.
I would agree with that. And so you're in a place where you've kind of got your business focused upon trying to meet that gap, and you're building
yeah.
brand around it. But I know you're building this brand during a period of pandemic. So
yeah.
What was the experience of trying to establish a business during that time? And do you think that affected the way that you developed the brand's identity?
Short answer, yes. I don't advise any business leader to start a business in a pandemic. It was incredibly difficult and challenging. But what it does, what it did do is it forced us to think differently. And, you know, we're part of a larger business called Inc., who's been well established for 28 years. But our revenue went from north of 100 million down to zero for 6 months. But we're the kind of people that look at the situation we're in. We look at what we can do about it rather than what we can't. So we held off on any kind of redundancies or anything like that. And what we actually did is we invested. So the Navigator platform, like I said, we had a pandemic baby. We gave birth to Navigator during a pandemic. We invested heavily in the technology and the platform. But the limitation around the amount of funding that we had meant that we had to think differently. So from a brand perspective, we were quite tentative at the time because we our first experience in the technology world. We were a publishing business, a magazine business before that. We quickly got some of the world's biggest airlines on board for their data, their first party data. But from a customer perspective, it was during a pandemic, right? So we had very limited customers for the first kind of 6 to 8 months as we started to build our business. So it's very difficult to know what your identity was, what your messaging should be, what purpose you served in this world, because that takes time and it just got prolonged. And every time we thought that there was a light at the end of the tunnel, we would have another lockdown or there were further COVID restrictions. But again, it allowed us to think and to build out the functionality, to build out the service, to listen, to be a bit more thoughtful about how we were building it. But it was tough. It was really tough.
Okay. And you got to a stage now with the business where you have a rebrand that is imminent, I believe. So what was the catalyst for that?
Yeah, I think we got to the point where we did know what our identity was. We did know what purpose we served, the feedback we were getting for our customers, where we were winning, how we were winning, etc. It allowed us to also come up against some of our competitors and know where, from a feedback perspective from our clients, where we were potentially different than them in a good way. So therefore, we felt really it was time to be bold and to take to brand out in a big way. I felt that I was quite cautious to begin with. And what I was cautious about was building a brand when we didn't have that identity, when we didn't know absolutely what our purpose was. Otherwise, you just have to go through another rebrand, another rebrand, another rebrand. And I think it becomes quite tiresome for your customers for constant rebranding. So we kind of kept it under wraps for a long time, but it became when we started winning big clients, big business. And again, like we had an identity, it was time to take it out. So it really was a timing thing for us.
Okay. How consistent would you say where your rebrand is compared to actually kind of when you started off? You know, you started off in quite a cautious way, and you've learned from experience over what, 2.5 years or so. How different is your perspective of what's distinctive about Navigator now compared to where you started?
We had £2,500 to build our first website, so I think that reflected it in a long way.
So it can do more, I guess.
Right, exactly.
But our kind of brand is about more than kind of what you're doing, right? It's about how you're doing it, and it's about the customer needs that you're meeting.
100%. So I think from a messaging perspective, absolutely different. As in, we're very clear, very concise in how we're doing it and what we're doing and how we can help people. Whereas before, I think we were over explaining it. We were over complicating it and trying to say everything. I think that there is a much more of an energy about what we're doing. We're bringing something new to market, which is very, very different come from a branding perspective to any of our competitors. And that was really what we were getting, the feeling from our clients was that they were looking for that innovation, that energy, that vibrance from a brand to come and serve them, to be part of them rather than the other way around. So I think that, the brand is far more energetic, far more more vibrant, but a lot more concise, as in we cut through the noise and say, hey, this is what we're here to do. And that wasn't in place a year ago.
And let's bring kind of marketing and sales into this now. So how does the rebrand
relate to the different marketing goals that Navigator has? And also, how does it fit with sales pipeline?
Yeah, I think the marketing is sales. I think they're the one and the same. They're just different formats and different platforms for that marketing and that messaging. I think that, you know, a lot of we particularly fell into the trap and have historically as a business through the websites as a bigger business to feel that your website should, for example, should say everything. It's like the Bible to your business. And we fell into that trap. And really, when someone lands onto your website, we feel it's just from a credibility perspective, as in, okay, I can get a really quick understanding of what that brand does and that business does, but I want to reach out to them. So that we want that to reflect our brand, but not to try and over explain it. So we want someone to come onto the site and want to contact us and be interested and intrigued. We also want to build a community around what we're doing, to feel that we're part of a bigger movement. We look at the likes of Apple particularly. I think that they do it incredibly well. They align themselves with bigger philosophies, right? Whether that be sustainability or privacy or something like that. They're not saying this is what we believe in. We're just saying we align ourselves with that. And that's what we're going to do when it comes to data accuracy and data efficacy particularly. So we feel that that will be a really big channel. And we feel that equally our salespeople are marketeers, right? How they speak, how they communicate with our customers, how our account managers. So we are internal marketeers for our business as well. But ultimately, all marketing should lead to increased sales in some way.
And what would you say you've learned about marketing as you've gone through this rebrand process?
Yeah, lots. As you know, we were a very small business to start with, and we were scaling quite rapidly. But for me personally, I had a huge ownership of that brand. I felt it was part of me, my personality. And there was a really like key moment where I was in a meeting and lots of people were inputting in the brand, and I got like, it was quite a vulnerable moment for me because I felt that it was like an attack on me and my personality. And actually, I sat back and allowed that feeling to just to be and listened to people. And I thought it was actually really cool that we had much more people wanted to have input. And actually, I feel that the brand has this kind of life, this form that is beyond anything that anyone like me can do. So allow it to grow, allow it to find its natural place in the world. I think that I've learned that it's not simply a website, right? It's not simply a LinkedIn page, that branding and marketing has multiple platforms and voices. And it takes time, right? I'm one of those people that want everything in the next 3.5 seconds. And actually, you know, sometimes good things come to those that wait. And our brand particularly has taken a bit of time to evolve and to develop, and that's okay and that's cool. And I thought that we could just, oh, this is what we do, slap up a website and get on with it. It's just not the case, right? And it will evolve and iterate, no doubt, over the next coming years as well, and we have to appreciate that. So there's a huge amount, probably it's a lot bigger than I thought.
I love that. You talk really eloquently about the journey that you've been on so far and actually is still to come. What's the role of data, would you say, in the rebrand?
I think we're not there from a historical standpoint because we haven't had the marketing channels. So I think the data is limited. Moving forward, it's going to be a huge part. We're part of a much bigger organization in the US called Stagwell that has about 70 to 80 agencies, and they're developing rapidly generative AI. So AI, we feel, is going to play a huge part in all of our lives, but from a marketing perspective, it will as well. I'm very conscious that data, first of all, can be read multiple different ways. And sometimes it comes down to a feeling. So it will play a huge part, but it won't play the only part. It's about allowing that to back up and evidence things that are going on. It will obviously inform which marketing channels are working well and what messaging is resonating with people and all that kind of stuff. But ultimately, I think it should come down to sometimes gut feel and human decisions as to where you think you should take it. So I think it's a balance, and I wouldn't want to go either way. I wouldn't want to throw away data, but I wouldn't want to over leverage data. But yeah, we're going to live in a world, particularly with the likes of AI and the ability to track most online movements where we will be inundated with data. And that's going to be a big challenge for us.
Advice time. So if there are entrepreneurs listening to this, setting up their own business and thinking about going through a branding process, what advice would you give them? What should they think about first and utmost?
It's just obviously through my experience, right? And this is just our journey and what we've learned. But I appreciate every business is different. For us, it's about simplifying it. It really is. You should be able to explain your brand in 4 to 5 words. And if you can't, then we feel people won't resonate with it. People won't get it. And it's just please keep it as simple as possible. Just tell someone in 3, 5, 6, 7 words exactly what you do and how you do it, and get them curious and inquisitive. And it's a process. It's an iteration. It's not the first thing that you put up isn't going to be the last thing that you put up. And again, we felt that when we went to market 2 years ago, that okay, this is it. This is our message. This is what we stand for.
Yeah.
But things change. Clients start interacting with you in a different way. You get feedback the whole time. As you say, the role of data, you'll start feeding it back. So as well, keep it simple and understand that it's a process and it will take time.
So exciting time. Your rebrand is almost in play. What do you think the impact of your rebrand is going to be on the different audiences that you work with, whether it be the teams that work within Navigator or indeed your customers and your suppliers?
Yeah, I think that, our intention. So, when it's launched in a couple of weeks, our intention is that our customer, our clients understand us a whole lot better. They get us. They want to be part of us. And they're curious about our business. So absolutely that clarity of what we're here to do for people, which should increase sales, but also client retention and feeling towards our business. Absolutely. From an internal perspective, people want to be part of something. I think that's why we all form friendship groups and societies, etc. So I feel that from an employee basis, that they feel that this is, again, a journey that we're going on, but they're part of something quite special, and it should give them much more of a feeling about that ownership and responsibility of where we're going, to get them excited. So I think that internally people will feel, again, a lot more energy towards the business and can see it evolving and growing substantially. Obviously, the main thing for any rebrand, right, is from a client customer base. So it's that understanding. I want someone to come onto our site or engage with any media that we're putting out there and just get it and understand us very, very quickly.
So if people, it's really exciting, people want to come and see Navigator's new brand, what should they do?
Well, they can go onto navigator.tech website. We're on LinkedIn. We'll be launching all social channels. We feel that as an innovative business that's pushing boundaries, we should be across lots of different channels. So we're exploring TikTok and Twitter and places like that, which generally is not a B2B, or maybe Twitter, but like Instagram, etc., not a necessarily a B2B marketplace for marketeers. But we want to, that's where we exist as a business for our clients. That's where we want to be as well. We'll be part of bigger movements, like I say, like data efficacy, like digital marketing in general. So listen out for what we've got to say, and hopefully we raise some valid points. So we're going to be launching in a big way, and it's not just an immediate splash and then forget, we're just going to reel it back. It's going to be constant, but in a good way. And we're going to come from a position of care, that we care about our clients and we want to help them. So hopefully you'll see a lot more of it out of us on multiple channels, white papers, exhibitions. Obviously the website's a big part of it.
So Steve, congratulations on the new brand and thanks for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And that's all for this episode of the Business Marketing Club podcast. Thanks to my guest, Steve Rowbottom. And thanks to our technical person, Alicia Gratian. Thanks to you for listening. Do rate or review us if you can. And email me at davestevensnow@gmail.com if you'd like to be a speaker or offer feedback. There's more where this came from. Just go to businessmarketingclub.org.uk.